This is Lon Woodbury, and welcome to Woodbury Report. It's July 3rd, 2014, and we have Lynn Thomas, the Executive Director of EGALA, on the phone. Well, glad you could take the time to visit with us, Lynn. Good afternoon.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Okay, well, you announced a workshop coming up for EGALA Associates. Now, EGALA, you're the leading, as I understand it, organization for equine-assisted psychotherapy. Could you tell me a little bit about what EGALA exactly stands for, what the initials stand for? It's E-A-G-A-L-A. And then a little bit about what you're trying to do with it.
Yeah, it's the Equine Assisted Growth and Learning Association, and we're a nonprofit association for professionals using equine assisted psychotherapy. We were founded in 1999, and we are the largest professional organization internationally, specifically for using horses for mental health and human development. And so we now have over 4,500 members in 49 countries. And there are over 600 programs now using the EGALA model.
Oh, that's impressive. You've done a lot of good work the last few years.
Yes. It's been very exciting because it really has grown, and there's just such an interest in new ways of helping people change their lives, whether it be youth or adults. And it's been neat to see it take off internationally.
Yeah. Well, you have a business development workshop coming up. That's August 29th through 31st in North Carolina. And what's the purpose of that, and how does a business development, is it basic business development, or is there some things unique to equine-assisted psychotherapy?
Well, it's somewhat basic business development, but we tailor it to primarily our members. It really could apply to any type of business. But, you know, with equine-assisted psychotherapy, it's a new modality, and it really involves a lot of entrepreneurial skills to get programs or private practices going involving it. And so, basically, EGALA has a training and certification program to do equine-assisted psychotherapy, but then once you're certified and trained in that, it's kind of what are the next steps in developing a business with it. And so that's what this workshop is designed to help support, that process, and help people be successful with it. One of the things that makes this workshop unique, whether you're going to do EGALA programming or any other kind of business, is that we are using equine-assisted learning, the EGALA model equine-assisted learning, as part of the learning experience in the 3 days. So we cover a lot of different topics devoted to business development, strategic partnerships, and the internal team. And with that, though, you're able to do some self-discovery and exploration and learning through the horses, too, which makes it a bit more interesting and fun and somewhat, hopefully, insightful, too, for people.
Okay. Well, I understand you do regularly, year-round, you do EGALA certification. This is apparently one part of it, but you do it specifically on the EGALA system and how to work with horses and in providing therapy. Is that correct? How often do you have these various certification classes?
Well, the training and certification program requires taking 2 3-day courses, a part one and a part two. And we hold around 80 trainings a year around the world. So that's pretty ongoing, and people can find out about that on our website under events. This business development workshop is pretty unique, and it's a specialized workshop, you could say, and open to people who are certified or not certified to attend it. And we only hold a few of these a year, so it's kind of more of a specialized, unique experience for people.
Okay. Well, if somebody was interested, one of our listeners is interested, how would they get a hold of you or find out more about it?
Yeah, they can go to our website, which is EGALA.org, or you're welcome to call our office at 801-754-0400.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and good luck with your workshop and the rest of it. We've been talking with Lynn Thomas, Executive Director for the EGALA Association, and a workshop that they have coming in North Carolina late August.